Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that with a straight face, straight up? I was the original podcast back in 1994 at the conception of the internet. They said, guess what, Pedro, you're going on the internet. We've been on the internet since. Straight up, we've been doing radio since 1984, but in 1994, this internet stuff, I remember when going to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, applying for press credentials and asking them, could I send them an email? And they told me, we don't accept emails. I kid you not. That's how backwards the country was or the world was back in 1994. But straight up, this is 2026. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Today, we'll delve into the world of the heavyweight situation. Of course, we've got the former heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, in a bit of an exhibition next week in Thailand. I guess he's going to Thailand because they're paying some good bucks over there. But the bottom line is, he's finished. Stick a fork in him. Of course, we'll have Anthony Joshua coming up a week after that. And of course, Joshua's the guy that's going to make the match with Tyson Fury for the Battle of Britain. So that's going to be a big buck type of thing. It'll probably draw about 94,000 people there in Wembley Stadium. So that's the future of those two guys. Of course, the current world heavyweight champion, well, who is a really current world heavyweight champion? After, I mean, Fabio Worley got beat, Keith, they talk about this guy, Cabello. I mean, Ajit Cabello, nobody knows who he is, but the WBC has anointed him a heavyweight champion. Of course, my attorney called me last week and said to me, Pedro, Mark Risman, Pedro says, hey, Pedro, can you believe that Mauricio anointed this guy world heavyweight champion? Well, the guy's been ducked by a lot of people. He has. He's been, like, everybody's ducked him. There's no doubt about that. But to anoint him, they should have had maybe a vacant bout or a bout for the vacant belt or something like that. But to anoint him heavyweight champion, I thought was a bit of a reach. But then again, Mauricio Suleiman is a bit of a reach. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The Sunday edition, of course, this is the two-hour edition of Sunday, July 19, 2026.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
He must be talking about my position here at Sports Byline. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you, of course, from the studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I wanted to, before I bring in Tommy D, I want to mention the fact that my buddy, Andrew Tate, he ain't my buddy, Andrew Tate, the kickboxer, of course, 76-9, 32 KOs, 4-3 as a professional fighter himself with 3 KOs. Bottom line is, he's got a shaved head. He was wanted in Romania. Originally, he was wanted in Britain for sex crimes. Then he went to Romania, and then he was wanted in Romania. But guess where he went after Romania? He went to the United States. So he's been here for, like, since 2025, him and his brother Tristan. Okay, so they're two guys in their 30s. They're the head of the Manosphere. Believe it or not, I kid you not, the Manosphere, where they actually had online courses on how to abuse women. I can't use that kind of word on the air because the Peckham one, the other one, will lose all the hair he has in his head if I say what these guys are doing. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I'm just telling you, they were procuring women to work for them on camera around the world. The Romanians hit them with criminal charges. The Brits hit them with criminal charges. So where did they come to hide out? Good old U.S. of A. And why? Because they're friends of good old Number 47, President Trump. I kid you not. Barron and this guy are on a first name talking basis, as is Donald Trump Jr. Okay, and of course when the investigation was sort of launched and there was talk about these guys coming here and the fact that there was these British sex charges against them. I mean, the Trump administration basically just looked the other way. I mean, they were welcome here like with open arms. But yesterday, things changed in Miami. They were going to go to some bare knuckle boxing event. They were going to host some bare knuckle boxing event. And guess what? They got popped and said, couldn't happen to two better guys. How can I put it? It's hard to imagine what this guy really, really is. I mean, I kid you not. There are like the federal U.S. Marshals grabbed him on these U.K. warrants, okay? But they talk about online, talk about being hyper-masculine. It's not masculine when you're abusing women and selling their souls basically online. I mean, pictures of them, having them doing all kinds of different stuff and that kind of stuff. I mean, stuff that I can't talk about. Like, and you know I can talk about just about anything I want, but I can't talk about that. There's 19 charges of indecent pictures of kids. I mean, and this is Andrew Tate. Yeah, Donald Trump's buddy. Andrew Tate is Barron's buddy, as I said earlier, and Donald Trump Jr. and his brother Tristan, who shaved his head as well of recently. Of course, they were both arrested in Miami yesterday. It was sort of cool because the cops just moved in on him. One guy said, can I have your autograph? Some people want to have this. I can't believe that people want to have but yeah, I can. Because this is America, and America's messed up. I mean, it just is. The guy that got shot in Texas, the guy that got shot back east by ICE people in the last couple of weeks, neither guys were illegal aliens, and neither guys were breaking the law, and they're dead because of Donald Trump's Gestapo. I kid you not, and you know I'm not doing a political thing here. I'm talking about civil rights, yours and mine. I mean, if you're white and you're pale and this kind of good stuff and you look like, you know, you got maybe a suntan from Marin County, this and that, you can get by. It's not a problem. But if you're brown or black, guess what? Things get a little difficult. They do, especially when there's cops involved and criminal charges involved. But then again, some white guys just skate. There's no doubt about that. Tommy D, ready to go? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I can't wait for these guys to be extradited to the United Kingdom. That's supposed to happen this week. They'll appear in federal court probably Monday or Tuesday, hopefully Monday. The sooner the better. I mean, you can't bring up two more despicable human beings in the entire world than Andrew and Tristan Tate. They're the most despicable people on the entire planet. I just couldn't. I couldn't imagine to you more. Let me tell you. If I had the chance to throw battery ass at him and not get caught, let's go to the phone talk phone lines and bring in Tommy D. Tommy D, what's up?
What's going on, Pedro?
I'm all over. You know my buddy Andrew Tate. You know who that is?
No, who's that?
Oh, he's the head of the manosphere. He's like the most macho guy. He's got 3 million followers on YouTube and 3 million followers and 4 or 5 million followers on TikTok and all that kind of stuff. He thinks that men are superior and that he actually had courses. He's won on sex crimes in the UK, won on sex crimes in Romania, and yet he was able to come here because he hangs out with number 47, you know, not everybody's favorite guy, Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's son, Barron, considers these guys his hero, as does Donald Trump Jr., and the fact that they were allowed to come to this country with warrants for their arrest from another country. They were allowed to stay here for a year and a half before they were arrested yesterday.
That is insane.
No, that's the world in which we live. Listen, I don't know if you know it or not, but two people were shot to death on the streets in the past week or 10 days. One guy was a family guy. He had never had a criminal beef in his life. They mistook him for somebody else, and they killed him. The ICE people.
Wow.
Tommy D, you're brown, bro. What happens if you go outside the Bronx? What happens if they pull papers on you? Hey, you look just like this guy. They got a picture of some guy looks just like you. And they say, oh, you look just like this dude. Oh, no, it ain't me. And you sort of resist them and they can shoot you?
That's crazy. I mean, I don't think it would happen to me. I'm actually very pale, but I do understand what you're saying. You know, my son and my wife, you know, they're brown and, you know, and they have, you know, it could be a problem.
But imagine this. The guys are running a pimping. I'm not BSing you either. They had an online course on how to pimp women.
Wow.
That's how they made their money. How to take advantage. For insecure guys that didn't know how to make moves on women, these guys showed you how.
Wow. That's...
And they made millions. They made millions of dollars on it, and they ran sex games in the UK, and they ran sex games in Romania, and they were allowed to come here. I mean, think about that. What good is if an international criminal is an international criminal? You don't give them a pass. You don't let him come. Why let him come to the United States? Why? Because he was associated with the president. And get this, they're trying to say that he brought young men, white. And even some people of color, but basically white men, white young men, he compelled white young men to vote for Trump, and they think that's what brought Trump over the finish line, and that's why Trump ain't throwing him out.
Unbelievable. That's insane. I don't get into politics and stuff.
But this ain't politics.
No, I just think that all crooks they're all criminals and they can't be trusted and they take advantage of people, you know?
Let me tell you, I'm old enough to remember this, but the world changed when the Kennedys were killed because the Kennedys had enough money where they didn't care about what you could put in their pocket, and they weren't greedy. They weren't looking to make more money. They believed in taxing the rich, and they were the rich, okay? But guess what? Mm-hmm. One of them got whacked, then the other one's running for president, then he gets whacked. That's not a coincidence. I mean, within 5 years, it's not a coincidence. There are people in this country that did not want those guys running the game because they would run the game the opposite way it's been ran.
Yeah.
I mean, let me go just for a second before we'll go to a break after this. We'll clean up and go back to sports. But I don't know you know what grass is. I'm not talking about grass. You know, hey, impeccable one, do you know what grass is? All right. And I'm not talking about the stuff you smoke. He put his hand up to his mouth. No, I'm talking about that stuff. I'm talking about something serious. GRAS. It was a law from 1958 that was enacted. It was called generally recognized as safe. Okay? You know all those chemicals, those 250 chemicals that they put in your grocery bag at Safeway and Lucky and Walmart that they don't put in your bag at Whole Foods? Well, those 250 chemicals were never approved by the Food and Drug Administration. They got by on this exception through the GRAS rule. You know what I'm saying? So all these chemicals, all these preservatives have been put into food. It's been put under in without FDA supervision. There's nobody's been looking at your food for like since 1958, really.
Jesus.
And this is the crap that people eat. You know, and now in 8 states, I'm going on a rant. And then on 8 states, they're this artificial beef that Bill Gates is pushing. Listen, I'm not down on Bill Gates. Pretty smart guy, made a lot of money, Microsoft, all that kind of good stuff. I still use a Microsoft word. But the artificial beef thing sort of got me a little cringy, you know what I'm saying? So I go to Texas Roadhouse all the time. I've been going there for about 10 or 15 years now. And for the last year, the meat changed. The taste is different. And I told Holmes, I said, listen, I got some good taste buds. He said, bye-bye. I said, listen, a friend of mine had a Mexican restaurant, and I noticed the fact that he had one spice missing from his enchilada sauce. He goes, how'd you find that out? I go, by tasting it. He goes, so he like gave me free food for like a year. I kid you not. Talk about Isaac down there in San Bruno, California. May he rest in peace. So, but the Texas Roadhouse guys, when I told them about the meat, they sort of like, they didn't say anything. You know what I mean? They didn't go into defense or nothing like that. There wasn't. So something's going on with the meat in this country. And then, of course, wait, I'm not done. Taco Bell. Since I've been a kid, Taco Bell has been giving people diarrhea since I was a kid. Now it's giving people explosive diarrhea. Tommy D, is there anything, have you ever heard of non-explosive diarrhea?
No.
And let's roll to a break here, because I got to stop. So anyway, and guess, you know, Taco Bell's not considered Mexican food, right? I mean, most people don't consider it Mexican food. They consider it American food, right? Am I right?
You're right.
All right, well, guess what? It is Mexican food, because you know that food, that lettuce that got everybody sick? It's from Mexico. There's Taylor Farms Corporation. They bought the lettuce from Mexico. They didn't even buy the lettuce from here. They bought it from Mexico. And guess what it was coated? Let's go. It was coated with that stuff on it that they couldn't wash off. That's human stuff. You know what I'm talking about, the stuff? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I don't want to know.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll go back to sports after the break.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help. At the Home Buyers Hotline, we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
I can give bounce checks, bad checks, but I don't take bounce checks. I take people's money. Of course, he went to Greece a couple of weeks ago. He knew he wasn't going to be able to do that exhibition in Greece against that kickboxer because he knew Judd Bernstein was going to get that court order in New York. I mean, Judd Bernstein is the New York court system, so there was no way Judd was going to lose that one against Floyd Mayweather. Of course, and Floyd has signed a couple contracts with Mike Tyson and Manny Pacquiao. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. But the bottom line is so the Greece thing didn't happen. Happened, Tommy D, but he still got $3 million in advance. You know what? Any way he rolls over, he sort of smells good. I mean, you know what I mean? He don't smell, you know what I'm talking about? How can a turd smell good? Floyd can.
Guess what? He still has.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. And I mentioned this yesterday, I'm being redundant, but that $200,000 watch that he bought in Las Vegas in October of 2024, he bought this watch for like $200,000. He gave the guy a bounce check. So the guy's reaching out to him for a long time. Guys doesn't listen to him. So the DA calls him on the phone, calls Floyd and says, look, if you come up with $200,000, we're not going to charge you with these two felony charges. Okay? So he had like a month to 2 months. At least a month to come up with his money, and he couldn't come up with it, Tommy D. I mean, all the cars that he's got, 500 cars allegedly, and all these residential properties and all this investment, this and that, I think everything is pawned to the limit, and he can't borrow any money off of anything, because if he could, he would have paid off that $200,000. Listen, I'd have went out there and sold my soul for $200,000. The impeccable one, I mean, we'd have both been walking the streets if we make some money. I'm telling you, man, wouldn't you go to extremes to get that $200,000?
Yeah, I mean, what happened to the private jet?
Oh, no, then that's what's up. Okay, so Bailey doesn't have the private jet. Bailey had the private jet for a while. It's back in Mayweather's hands. That's how he allegedly flew to Greece and back. I mean, this whole Mayweather thing is confusing.
It really is. I mean, it's crazy. There's already two fights canceled that he was promised to have, or whatever the case may be, you know, and he, the advance he took out for that fight, he's got to give that back.
Nah, but he ain't got it. You can't drink. You gonna say that? You can't draw water out of a rock. I don't know what my mother used to say. Well, some old crazy saying like that. But the bottom line is, if he ain't got it, he ain't got it. Here's what's up. I mean, he was so slick. He took that plane to Greece, and he knew damn well that Judd Bernstein never loses in New York court. Bro, I'm telling you, it's like betting on the sun coming up. No, I'm serious. Plus he's right most of the time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to say he hasn't been on the wrong side of a decision, but I don't ever remember him losing anything significant. When he's went to battle, Judd Bernstein's won. So anyway, Judge Bernstein, Floyd Mayweather, Judd's got the advantage right now, no doubt about that. Of course, he's got the court order saying that he can't fight, he can't do anything, unless he does an exhibition with Mike Tyson. Who wants to see that? I'd rather see Bailey fight Mike Tyson than Floyd Mayweather.
No, I don't know about that.
Here's what's up. Bailey's going to run. We already know Floyd's going to run.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't no difference. Yeah. We can get Bailey for half the money.
That is true. That's a good point. You know, say, because, I mean, Mike can't run. He can't move.
No, he can't move.
He can't move.
That's
He looked terrible versus Jake Paul. That was disgusting.
Do you know what Jake's real name is?
What is it?
Joke Paul. Yes, you got the A and the O. I guess you mispronounce. I can't even say the word. You can't pronounce it. I can't even talk. You can't pronounce it right.
Oh my God.
All right, let's move on. Big fight everybody's talking to me about, and I haven't seen anything on paper or this and that, but a couple wise guys are reaching out to me. They'd like to see the 154-pound showdown between Boots Ennis and the once-beaten 6'5" freak Sebastian Fedora. That's the fight at 154, ain't it?
It's either that or Virgil against Boots. I mean, those are the top three guys right now, or the top, three guys that can – somewhat give you a return on your investment that's going to make money. But, I mean, but the thing is that are they going to make the fight? The big fights just don't happen anymore.
No. You know, let me run this one by you. Isn't Virgil Ortiz a 31-year-old prospect? No. Don't laugh. That's a yes or a no answer, sir.
Yeah, I would say yes, he is. He's never been a world champion. He's got the interim title, I think the WBC interim title, and he's inactive. You know, he fought once a while ago, and, he's not making any fights. It seems like he fights, like, every other year or something like that. Like, he's not as active. He's had some health issues, I mean, what is this guy doing? What is Oscar doing? Apparently him and his manager, they made up. They kissed. They hugged. And now they're looking to make the big fights. But are they really?
Well, let me tell you, even though Oscar was dressed in drag, of course, when I broke that story years ago, of course, that was the first one to ever break that. I broke it before TMZ. I was talking about Oscar in drag. Oscar's not gay. He's just into women's clothes.
I mean, he could be greedy and he could be both. he could be greedy. He could be both sides, He could be a switch hitter. Who knows?
Okay.
That's his preference.
All right. Let's go back to Virgil Ortiz, okay? Unbeaten, 31 years old. I mean, when does the clock run out on a guy being world champion?
Listen, nowadays, it doesn't seem like the title means much, especially with, your favorite guy starting Zuffa. Like, it means the titles don't really mean much. It's about trying to make supposedly the best fights, the best fighting the best. And even that, we're not really getting that much either. So what does Virgil do? Virgil's only got two options right now. He's got Fedora. And he's got Boots. There's really nothing else, for him to be established. Listen, he made fun of Xander losing to Boots, but this is the same Virgil that got a gift against Sergey Boachuk and got dropped like three or four times.
Yeah, but he bears what's up. The bottom line is he's so lame he doesn't even know how to spell his first name. I'm serious. Like that Johnny Gonzalez guy from Mexico, J-H-O-N-N-Y. So somehow what? The O and the H got misplaced on his birth certificate in some Mexican hospital, and they never bothered to change it. That's how dumb these people were. They never bothered. Come on, man. You got to be a buffoon.
Yeah, you got to be. That is crazy. And he spells Virgil What, V-I?
No, V-E-R-G-I-L. And I've, you know, I just don't remember anybody doing that. Anyway, so it reminds me of Johnny Gonzalez. I'm just not. I'm kicking everybody's ass. So I apologize. If you want to join in with me and Tommy D, you can. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to talk. We've got a break coming up in a few minutes. We'll talk about the Tyson Fury. All right, Tyson Fury going to Thailand. Tyson Fury's fighting some bum in Thailand. You know, Thailand, where the guys are girls and the girls are guys.
That's what I heard.
No, that's the way that I've been there.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know. They got bunkweed, and believe it or not, bunkweed, unbelievably bunkweed.
You've been all over, man. You've been at Diddy parties.
Oh, I mean, no, I haven't been at Diddy parties. That's a cold shot. I can't believe he got that in there. Hey, my producer rolled off his chair in the other room. He can't believe it. Okay.
You admitted it. You said you met Diddy on a boat with the Stones and
no, it wasn't listen. On a boat. It wasn't on. See, you got things wrong. But it was at the Prince Nassim Ahmed Vajani Bungu fight. Afterwards,
okay.
It was at some nightclub, and this, you know, anyway. No, actually, it was at the arena first because I blew by him. I didn't know who Blood was. I go, you security? He goes, Blood, you don't know who I am? I said, no, I just kept walking. I had no idea. I saw some jive black dude. That's all.
And then you went to the club afterwards to the party.
And then when the Rolling Stones told me that the reason why they're hanging around P. Diddy is that he had the best weed.
Okay.
But it really turns out he had the best, you know what? Because he was running those parties in the UK as well. By the way, Tommy D, did you ever go to any of his parties? You're a big-time New York guy.
Nope, not at all. Not one.
Are you sure? Can I put you under oath on that one?
I am positive, 100% positive. I mean, you can actually...
Is your wife listening to the show right now?
No, she is not.
Oh, unfortunately. We're having fun, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, the Sunday edition. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studio, Sunday, July 19th, 2026. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break on Sports Byline.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Tommy D, have you ever heard of a radio talk show host that had to be in shape when he did stuff? I mean, come on, man. Those guys were coming at me left and right at one point, Tom, in the 90s and the 2000s. I kid you not. I mean, physically in my face.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you speak the truth, you know, some people don't like the truth. They don't like to hear criticism, and they come after you. I mean, in the YouTube world, where I'm at, they do the same thing.
Well, they call you all sorts
of names and stuff. So maybe I need to work out and get in the gym, too, just in case.
Well, here's a good one. What happened was we were at the Times Square gym doing something. I think HBO or Showtime was there, and we were at the Times Square gym, and I was working out. And Saul Umami says, "You want to spar?" I said, "Yeah, okay." He was retired and all this. I think he was retired for about 2 years, former WBC junior welterweight champion. So I said, okay. So then we got in there and sparred, and the dude made me look like Ray Leonard.
He did it on purpose. Wow.
No, Tommy D, he did it on purpose.
Oh, okay. Why?
I mean, he just did it on purpose, and he was the nicest guy in the entire world. He was too nice. You know what I'm saying? So he's letting me look like, and Don King afterwards said, "Pedro, you ever think about turning pro? Are you out of your mind? I mean, come on." I looked that good at that one. I mean, seriously, that was like, I had retired from boxing. That was like 1990 or something like that. But bottom line is, DK thought I looked good. All right, let's switch gears. Tyson Fury and this hobo next week. It's like 1,000-1 fight. Do we need to even discuss that?
Well, I want to discuss it only because the next day is another fight. I think this is... Listen, he's fighting a nobody. He's ranked like 280 in the world. The guy's got like 13 losses, been stopped like 5 or 6 times. Fighting in Thailand on a Friday. The day before, Anthony Joshua takes on Christian Pringer on Saturday. Christian Pringer's ranked in the 30s. He's 20-1. Really hasn't beaten anybody. But listen, hear me out. He really hasn't beaten anybody. But he has 20 wins all by way of knockout.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I feel like, and it's already been said that if both these guys win, that you're going to get this huge match between Fury and AJ. I smell an upset here. Okay. I can see AJ getting sparked on Saturday.
Okay, I wouldn't mind seeing him get sparked. But let me change subjects for a second. You talked about these guys being rated, this and that, right? By the computer at BoxRec.com. How can that guy Rico Verhoeven be ranked 1,485 after he gave the world heavyweight champion all kinds of spit, almost was up after 10 rounds, 7-3. How can you rank him 1,485 in the world?
I have no idea. I don't know how that works.
That's the boxing establishment.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they didn't give Francis Ngannou the nod when he beat Tyson Fury and knocked him down. They're not going to give an MMA guy. They're not going to get the boxing establishment is going to do everything they can to stop him from winning. I mean, the scorecards were tilted against Rico. He ain't my favorite guy in the world either. But the scorecards were only one scorecard had him ahead 6-4. The other ones were even. And the referee stopped the fight between rounds.
Yeah, that was you know, he robbed the guy an opportunity in the 12th. And he also robbed Usyk an opportunity to finish the show as
well.
Good
point.
You know,
good point.
Talk about maybe one way, but you know, Usyk made a comeback in that fight. You know, you know, he was a little bit, I don't think he was as in shape. I don't think he took the guy seriously, but nevertheless, you know, this was a world title fight. This was for the world championship. And Usyk did not look good. And Rico Suave looked, you know, he looked decent.
You know, I'm looking at some of these, I'm laughing. Your favorite guy, Ryan Garcia's got he's in the headlining spot, of course. I'm talking about September the 12th, I think, I believe, in Las Vegas. It's not going to be Canelo Alvarez, Canelo with an A, the feminine side. It's not going to be him. It's going to be Ryan Garcia and Conor Benn. Now, I'm not the biggest Ryan Garcia fan in the world. He's got some all kinds of problems and issues and that kind of stuff. But Conor Benn, great. When I think of Conor Benn and I tune him in this and that, I just want to reach through the TV screen and like grab him by the neck. Why is he hateable?
He's likable and hateable. Okay. I mean, and he's a guy that, you know, just like Ryan, has been given opportunities when they really didn't deserve the opportunities. You know, this is a guy that hasn't fought a welterweight in like almost 4 years, and yet he's the number one ranked guy and he's getting a world title shot. He has not fought at welterweight. And he struggled to make 150 in his previous fight against a lightweight or super lightweight in Regis Prograis. So listen, I don't know if you remember Ryan Garcia making this comment like a couple years ago, talking about it would be cool if there was like a steroid league or something. Well, here you have it. You got two guys that have been popped dirty, are going to be fighting for the WBC world title. Conor Eggs Ben and Osterine Ryan are going to fight for the world title. Now, in September.
What were the actual drugs they were taking?
Well, they got popped. They both got popped for PEDs.
I know, but do you know the? I mean, because you know, the my guy in the other room's got all the PEDs there on the shelf. So I was just wondering which one applies. He turned around to look. Enough. All right. Back to Tyson Fury. So Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, you see Anthony Joshua getting possibly upset. What about Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence? Now, you know, Errol Spence, I mean, I've proven with those booking photos that he had a brain bleed, that his brain bled from that car accident, okay? And yes. It naturally would if you got bounced out of a car at 150 miles an hour. The only thing that probably saved him was the fact he was so drunk, huh?
I don't know. Possibly.
You see what I'm trying to say? No, right, you're drunk, yeah. You're just flying through the air like, you know, you got no control of anything. But if you're sober, you're thinking about stuff, and I think you can land the right way or the wrong way anyway. But the bottom line is he ended up landing the wrong way. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. The brain bleed was there. It's evident in his right pupil. His right pupil is showing still blood signs, and that was like 6 weeks after the accident when the Dallas police booked him for drunk driving. And it was released this week. And this is something that I talked about a long time ago. And then people said, Pedro, how do you know? Because I knew. A guy told me that he was running from – he pulled that $10,000 gun on somebody at the club, okay? He tried to get bold, tried to get gangsterish, rigorish, call it what you want. He tried to get gangsterish at some club. He pulled that $10,000 handgun on him, and they outbluffed him. So he got in his car, and he took off, and they chased him. And that's how he toppled the car at 150 miles an hour. He was being chased.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, that's that. He's been changed, you know, anyway. It was, all right, real quick, Diego Pacheco, worth watching?
Oh my God, I was hoping you bring him up. I was not impressed last night. I know he looked decent. He's with Buddy McGuirk now. He's boxing a little better, but I don't know if he trained himself to be ready for a 12-round fight. I know he got the stoppage, but I don't know, man. He doesn't do it for me. I mean, I don't see him beating the top guys.
The other guy had all kinds of good moments.
Yeah, well, somewhat, yeah. I mean, he was landing the right hand at will when he wanted to, but, you know, he was definitely outclassed. But, I mean, do you see Pacheco beating – I don't even see him beating Canelo, you know, Hamza, you know, the Cuban guy, Iglesias. I don't see him beating these guys. Munguia, I don't see him beating any of those guys.
Well, Emmanuel Lean came in as the opponent, and he looked to be the perfect opponent as far as his size was concerned, wasn't it? I mean, that was like tailor-made for the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, he used his jab. He looked good. Look, he boxed well. He boxed well, but he did look gassed in like the 10th round, I want to say, 9th, 10th round. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that might have been his first 12-round fight. I could be wrong. It might have been his first 12-round fight. And listen, he closed the show, but you know, there was some moments in the rounds where I was like, wow, he got hit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, you know, but if this guy had anything, you know, any more pop behind his punch, he might have got Diego out of there. We've seen Diego dropped in the fight before, you know, against that French guy. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't – hopefully maybe they give him another, you know, another layup. But I can't see him with those top guys yet. I really don't.
I don't want to see anymore. I'm tired of watching guys fight layups. Let's go back to Boots Ennis and Fedora. Who would Tommy D pick there?
Oh, I got Boots Ennis. I got Boots Ennis stopping. Against Fedora. Yeah. I got Boots Ennis in the fight.
Yeah?
You know, yeah. I don't know if he stops him, but I think Boots beats. I think Boots is just – I think he's the goods. I've been saying it for a while. I think he's the goods. He already predetermined this matchup when I spoke to him at the press conference earlier when they announced the Xander Boots fight. He already came up with some things that he would do against Fedora, so he's already envisioned it, you know, with Fedora. I just think he's just too athletic for him. I know Fedora's gotten a lot better, you know, of late, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I like Boots. I think Boots is just, you know, a step ahead of all these guys at 154.
That first Golden Glove title fight, actually the first Golden Glove title fight I was in, they robbed me. It was a 3-2 split decision. It took away 2 points for holding. The referee told me about 15, 20 years later in Spain that he was drunk, and he told me they didn't want you to win. So that shows you how crazy amateur boxing is. Anyway, but in that first Golden Glove championship that I won, I knocked down Keith Rucker. I beat Keith Rucker. Now, Keith Rucker was 6'2", 139 pounds, big, tall guy. They called him the Hitman. What I'm trying to say is I was able to get to him right early, but if I wasn't able to get to him early, I was willing to step on his foot to get to him. You hear what I'm trying to say? In other words, there was strategy involved there. In other words, if we couldn't get to him one way, we were going to get to him another way. Unfortunately, guys don't have that anymore. You know what I'm saying? They aren't thinking.
But you know what? But Boots, this is what Boots said, though. One of the things he said, you got to be in his chest all fight. If you're not in his chest all fight, you're going to have problems for Fedora. So, like, he didn't want to get too deep into it, but he mentioned that. And if you go back to the Xander fight, look at that first round. What set the tone in that fight? The body shot.
Yeah,
the body shot to
Xander. Let's be honest, man.
The body's going to be there all day for Boots against Fedora.
It's hard using Xander's eyes as a gauge. I just think it is because although you thought he won, clearly, he struggled to fight before in Puerto Rico. I mean, so he's not, I didn't think he was a 5-star Puerto Rican star. You know, I mean, I didn't think he was really that good, but everybody else thought that he was in the next coming of like Wilfred Benitez and Wilfredo Gomez together.
No, never that. I never said that. I said Xander was pretty good and he was getting a little bit better. He might have peaked, and you may not see a better version of him, but I didn't say he was a bum. I just said that, and I didn't say he was great either. There's a lot of people that wanted to crown him as the next Ben Benitez or Tito or Cotto. No way. He's not. He's not that. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't expect him to go that way. But what I'm saying is that the body shot, if you watch the body shot, that's what really got him and set the tone for the whole fight. And that changed Xander in the whole fight. Whatever gameplay they had, it went down the drain. And what I'm saying is, against Fedora, that body's going to be there. And Boots is a good inside fighter.
Good,
you know
point.
What I'm saying?
Good.
And I think he's going to break Fedora down.
Good point, Tommy. Now I want you to address this rumor. It's on the internet, this and that. Are you slated to have lunch or dinner with Dana White when he comes to New York in 2 weeks?
He's already here, and no, I will not.
Is it true that you turned down lunch with him? And that's what I heard. Sock told me that's what he told me. Yeah, he called you up, and you said no.
No shot.
The Tommy D Network says no to Dana White. This is the way to do it, no doubt about that. So straight up, how you do? What's you still doing the Friday night? Is it Friday night now on YouTube? Is that what your main show?
No, I haven't really been doing anything lately. Friday night, we did like an open mic, and, you know, that was pretty good. You know, I wasn't really the host of that show. I did pop up, but we stream and we do an open mic where people could just talk and give their opinions and, you know, friendly debates and stuff like that. So,
okay, and that's the time.
Tonight I may have the opponent of Berlanger on the air. I may do an interview with Stephen Butler. He's fighting Berlanger next Sunday in the Zuffa card.
Okay, so it's Tommy D Network. What is it there on YouTube? What is it?
TD Sports Talk.
TD Sports Talk. See that? TD. And Tommy D. And guess what, folks? He didn't want to go with the Tommy D name at first. Oh, come on, man. I don't like it. His wife didn't like it. His agent didn't like it. Nobody liked it. And now he's all over the web. Straight up, you have a great week. I love you.
I love you too, bro. Thank you.
Straight up, Sir Thomas Dillenwuth on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The very last Olympic gold medalist, as far as boxing was concerned, for the United States, the great Andre Ward, the son of God. I kid you not, he is a true religious guy to the bone. I mean, there's no faking them. There's no doubt about it. He's really a great guy and a great fighter. And, of course, I think he could have been a greater fighter than he was, or a better fighter than he was, had he been able there was something missing. I mean, he wasn't the Ray Leonard, you know, that we thought he was going to be. I mean, he was a different individual. He was sort of into himself a little bit more than Ray was. Of course, Ray was a bit of an extrovert, and Andre Ward wasn't that much of an extrovert. We wish him the very best of luck. Of course, he continues to broadcast with DAZN and, of course, a couple other channels. Now, in a couple of weeks, Raymond Muratella, 24-0, 17 KOs. He's a guy. He's the IBF 135-pound champion. He'll be fighting Robinson Canseco. How's Canseco getting another title shot? So August 1st, 2026 at the Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas. How's this guy on DAZN? How's this guy getting another title shot? Let me tell you, Robinson Canseco, let me look at his record here. He's 21-3, right? He lost one title shot to Oshaki Foster. Of course, he got that Oshaki Foster decision. That was the biggest ripoff in the history of boxing. It was a heist, okay? He lost to Shakur Stevenson. He lost to Oscar Valdez. I mean, when you lose to Oscar Valdez, Oscar's been shot a long time, but Oscar got bullet holes in him, much like Tim Zhu and Errol Spence. Of course, we'll talk about that and more in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The big fight coming up next week, junior middleweights. Of course, Errol Spence, the 147-pound fighter out of Texas, one time the welterweight champion, now 154-pound guy that couldn't make 160, so a woman couldn't make 158, so they got this fight going at 160 pounds. It will be on the Zone pay-per-view. Wink, wink, find a way to get around that. But the bottom line is we'll talk about Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence in depth in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and all the other channels you happen to listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on right now.
This is an all sports news sports update.
Professional sports venues are no longer designed simply to host games. Increasingly, they're being developed as year-round entertainment destinations that generate economic activity for teams, communities, and local businesses long after the final whistle. Modern stadiums and arenas now serve multiple purposes. In addition to sporting events, many host concerts, conventions, community festivals, corporate meetings, and other public gatherings throughout the year. That expanded use helps organizations maximize their investment while creating additional revenue streams beyond ticket sales on game day. For cities, stadium development often becomes part of a much larger economic strategy. New venues can encourage surrounding developments that include restaurants, hotels, retail space, residential housing, and public gathering areas. Supporters believe those projects create jobs, attract tourism, and stimulate long-term investment in surrounding neighborhoods. At the same time, stadium proposals frequently generate public discussion about construction costs, infrastructure improvements, financing, and long-term community benefits. Team owners, government leaders, and residents often evaluate whether the economic impact justifies the investment required to build or renovate major sports facilities. Technology is also reshaping the fan experience inside today's venues. Mobile ticketing, high-speed wireless connectivity, cashless concessions, interactive displays, and premium hospitality areas have become standard features at many professional facilities. Teams hope these improvements encourage fans to attend games in person while creating memorable experiences that extend well beyond the competition itself. Whether it's football, baseball, basketball, soccer, or other sports, today's venues represent far more than places to watch a game. They have become important business assets that influence the future growth of professional sports and the communities they serve. In other sports, esports continues attracting larger audiences around the world as competitive gaming establishes itself as one of the fastest-growing sectors of the sports and entertainment industry. Professional leagues, international tournaments, university programs, and corporate sponsors continue investing in esports as participation and viewership expand across multiple platforms. Fans now follow competitions both in person and through live streaming services, creating global communities built around competitive gaming. As technology continues evolving and younger audiences embrace new forms of competition, esports is expected to remain as an increasingly important part of international sports landscape, while introducing the next generation of fans to organized competition in a digital environment. For All Sports News, I'm Brendan Cafferty.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Strategic AI leadership without the $300,000 hire. You don't have time to figure out AI, where it's going, and how to integrate it in your business. So don't. That's our job. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. a complete AI system built around how you actually work. The busy work gets handled, your people get their time back, and while your competitors are still talking about AI, you are already using it. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that with a straight face? How can I stutter that with a straight face straight up? Because I was the original OG. So I started this back in 1984. Of course, we went on the internet in 1994 and never looked back. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm an award-winning writer, four-time Gold Glove champion, and I was nationally ranked at one point in time. So I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You can correct me if you want, because I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, next weekend, we've got the big fights between the two heavyweights, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, both taking on somewhat easy fights. Of course, Tommy D talking about a bit of an upset with Christian Pranga. Of course, he's like 20-1 with 20 knockouts. But the bottom line is, he's knocked out a lot of hobos. And I think that a 45, if he beats 45-1 odds, we're going to have to toast Tommy D like you won't believe on this show next week. No doubt about that. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Anthony Joshua coming off that career-ending when he took care of Jake Paul. It broke Jake Paul's jaw in a couple of times. Joke Paul, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, that was good for boxing. No doubt about that. Now, Errol Spence. And, of course, my man, Tim Tszyu. When I say my man, I want to talk about the son of Kostya Tszyu. Of course, at one point in time, he was a real prospect. He was a guy that I thought was going to be like a world champion for a significant amount of time. But then again, he's had a bad corner. His corner made a bad decision against Sebastian Fedora the first time around when he got cut with an elbow. They didn't stop the fight. The fight went on. He got his ass whooped. The bottom line is, he's never been the same. Straight up, we'll talk about Tim Tszyu, Errol Spence, and why they're so shot. Both fighters have bullet holes. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's a certain toughness inside of Tyson Fury. I never listen to Tyson. He would say he's always just that. But I know him personally. He's lived with Ben Mahone, too. It's in this statement that I've trained Latimer. I've had them all together. He is maybe the toughest. Once he settles down on a solid training program, whichever way else, and really gets into it, it's just boxing. With his natural talent and his engaging personality and his physical size, he's going to be a big, big, big factor in boxing. I've said that after Latimer, he's going to be the next dominant heavyweight. But there's one kid in America that no one speaks of, and that's Deontay Wilder. He was on the Olympic team. He lost it, the big kid. And I've had the fortune of, he's came and trained with me before, too. And he's a big kid. He's bigger than Latimer, too. But he's got good speed and power. And I think best talent is still going to be Tyson and Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder, of course, the Oleg Usyk, when I say the Oleg Usyk, excuse me, the world heavyweight champion, he recognized by four different sanctioning bodies, WBA, WBC, IBF, and what was the other one, the four WBO. Bottom line is, four sanctioning bodies recognize Oleg Usyk, of course, of the Ukraine, as a world heavyweight champion. Well, he's relinquished those belts because he looked so bad the last time against the aforementioned Rico Verhoeven. According to BoxRec.com, Rico Verhoeven is ranked number 1,482. I think I'm back, 1,485 in the world. and yet he had the heavyweight champion on the cusp of losing. I kid you not. 1485 in the world. Tell me the boxing establishment doesn't run BoxRec.com. But anyway, Deontay Wilder and Oleg Usyk, they're talking about doing that maybe in the future. And guess who would be involved? Mr. Dana White himself. My favorite guy. In fact, speaking of Dana White, we'll do a UFC report in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, well, take that back. Let's go to the UFC now. Conor McGregor, my buddy. You know, I didn't notice it at first, but when he got into the octagon, he was hurt. And how I found out was I saw a video that this YouTube channel put together, the MMA Holes. That's what the MMA, that's their little line. I kid you, that's in my name. Anyway, they came and they showed me. They showed them of him standing when he was taking off his slippers or his thongs or his shoes, a tennis, whatever. He's taking off his shoes there to get him to the octagon, the cage, to go up the steps of the cage. He almost fell over. He couldn't hold himself up right then and there on one leg. So when he came across the ring and threw that flying kick, this and that, that was all part of a scripted act on his part, I believe, in order, because he knew he was already hurt and he had no chance. Slim and none, and Slim left the country. Okay, absolutely. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, he's 37 years old. Of course, reportedly did more cocaine in his life than Whitney Houston. There's no doubt about that. Of course, and you know, if you look at the film, I'll say it again, it was sold out, the entire arena, the entire T-Mobile arena did a $25 million as far as the live gate was concerned. What I'm trying to say is that the people that bought tickets were deceived. I believe they were deceived. I believe they were cheated. I believe that he went in there hurt, and he knew he was hurt, and that Dana White and those guys knew he was hurt. Now, Pedro, why would you say that Conor McGregor was in pain? How can you say that? Well, I saw him stagger afterwards, post-fight, even though hindsight is 20/20. But the bottom line is, I have a picture of him entering the Newport Pain Management Center in Newport Beach, California, about 2.5 weeks before the fight was to take place. So, and there's a little old guy coming out of there with a cane and another guy walking in. Kid you not. Bottom line is, he was walking in sometime. He's in pain. He's having issues. He's injured. There's no doubt about it. He's injured, okay? And they put him in this fight with a $25 million live gate because the show must go on. Well, guess what? The show can't go on if the main guy's hurt, unless Dana White's involved. Now, had Don King or Bailey Peck or anybody like that, had they been promoting this fight, guess what? Don King especially, there'd be a congressional hearing. The president would be saying, oh, what kind of smack was that? But, you know, it ain't that way no more. Things have changed. Dana just gets, listen, remember Jorge Masvidal came on this show, I played a clip of him, and he said that Dana White has something called Dana White privilege. And, of course, hanging out with Donald Trump and that kind of good stuff, that's what's going on. But even, you know, I think that Conor has talked about refunds. Maybe people should get refunds. I've heard people have asked him that question, this and that. I just tell you, man, refunds or not, something's got to be done because Dana's just running out of control. You know, a $350 million lawsuit, that's what he paid a couple of, about a year ago, a year and a half ago. Of course, the fighters like Kyle Kingsbury, who's been on the show many times in the past, but these guys were either forced to fight hurt, or they were hurt, or they didn't get the money they should have gotten in the UFC. $350 million. That's what they settled for. That was a settlement. I mean, it was a lot more, but they settled for $350 million. Now they're being sued again for $400 million. It's not a coincidence. And Bob Arum's not my favorite guy. Massa Bob of the top-ranked plantation down there in Las Vegas, he's not my favorite guy. Former United States attorney. Of course, been a promoter since 1965. He's 95 years old. And he talks about Dana White being a cancer of boxing. He just is. But the bottom line is, boxing's got enough scumbags. It really does. It doesn't need Dana White. But think about this. If you paid money and bought the platform or went to that fight live, and Vegas ain't cheap. Let me tell you what they want from me. I want to go down for the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, although I'm not being inducted. I wanted to go down for the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. I think it's the August 14th because I've been invited down by a young man from across the pond and across the bay here in the city. And it's like $600. Like to go down for 2 days. So it's 2 days at not the most expensive hotel in the world, but, you know, a decent one, not with bed bugs. I mean, there's bed bugs in Vegas. Yeah, bed bugs, that's in the story for another day. But the bottom line is, I get this from the hotel with the right accommodations that I want and this and that, and I get a car, and they want like $600. And, you know, and just like 3 years ago, it was like $300. This was $300. 3 years ago. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Why is Vegas outpricing itself? Why is it doing that? And then I found out what the real reason was. Las Vegas can make more money on one fat cat. They call them whales. I don't know. People like, you know, Bailey in the other room with all big, long, green, big, deep pockets, right? These millionaires can come in when these high rollers come to gamble. They can spend more with one person than 5,000 normal people spend. Holy spit with an H. Think about that. One millionaire blows into Las Vegas. He can spend in gambling what 5,000 regular people spend. So they don't need the regular people. That's why the regular people are being priced out. I kid you not. I mean, it shouldn't cost you. Back in the day, well, I'm talking about $39 flights, $39 and $59 flights and $39 flights to Las Vegas were like the rule. The rule, not the exception rule, but the rule up until about 8 or 10 years ago. And then they went to like $100 each way, this and that. And now some places are $150, $200, $300 each way. If you want to just buy the tickets, you buy the package, you price line, you get a discount, this and that, you maybe get to save a couple of bucks. But the bottom line is, it's crazy. The entire world of tourism is crazy. And you think Las Vegas is in trouble, I'll roll to a break in a minute. If you think Las Vegas is in trouble, because it is, you know, I mean, they're making money, but there ain't nobody there. It's like dark. But guess what else is dark? San Francisco. Whoa, it blows me away. I was a cop here in the 80s, okay? Oh, I'm showing my age. But I was a cop here in the 1980s. I mean, tourism, I used to spend, when I walked the 41 beat down in the Tenderloin, and we would take pictures with tourists like for like 45 minutes to an hour in front of the cable car turnaround because there were that many. It was inundated with people. It was sold out all the time. People were riding the cable cars at 7 o'clock in the morning not to be on crowded cable cars. I'm talking about tourists. Well, the tourists aren't here anymore. I worked down in the Fisherman's Wharf a couple of weeks ago doing some surveillance on a hotel. Nobody came and went. I mean, I'm serious. One of the biggest hotels on Fisherman's Wharf. Nobody came and went. But, I mean, a couple of people. And most of the people traveling now are white people and Asian folks. Because they got the expendable money. But the people, for the most part, aren't traveling. And, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the economy. People don't want to talk about it because there's real no media to tell you. But I don't know about you, but my steak at Whole Foods went from $18 when Donald Trump was elected president this last time to $32 right now. So it's like 18 and 14. I mean, come on, man. That's crazy. All the blueberries. Blueberries are up like $3. What's going on? Airfare. Everything costs you more. You go out to a restaurant, it's $300. Okay, and some of those Vegas restaurants got all these hidden charges on them, this and that. Hey, and then Vegas has a pricing system. Get this, a pricing system. You can pay $10 for a hamburger. No, you can't. You can pay $23 for a hamburger at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, and that same hamburger at 10 o'clock at night will cost you $29. Okay, I kid you not. That's what's going on in Vegas. The corporate world is just taking things over. And the food chain, I talked about a little earlier, a bit of a rant here. But grass, generally recognized as safe. I mean, aluminum phosphate causes Alzheimer's-like symptoms in mice. So why would Chick-fil-A, the leading, supposedly a healthy sandwich, why would a chicken breast need aluminum phosphate in it? Why? I mean, we don't need all these chemicals. That's what's killing people. That's why people are fat. People are 35 pounds lighter, heavier now than they were 40 years ago on an average here in the United States. Chicks went from 110 pounds, I think, to 145 pounds. And guys went from 170 pounds to 300 to 200 pounds. Come on. How do people grow like that? They're not growing. Let's roll to a break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll get back to boxing after the break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. You wouldn't know it's a fight show, but I've been running my mouth straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We'll find out tonight how much the Ali fight took out of Frazier, if anything. And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt. Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer, right next to me is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner.
The great Howard Cosell. May he rest in peace. Of course, pretty good fight, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, Dana White took his show on the road to talk about, in the main event, a middleweight by the name of Driscus Duplessis beat up on Kamaru Usman. Usman, a former champion, 185 pounds, a former middleweight champion. Bottom line is, he got lit up last night, 50-45, 49-46, and 49-46. If it was 50-45, that meant the winner won every round, 5-0, because these are five-minute rounds, no doubt about that. And of course, pretty tough fight, no doubt about that. The co-feature, Christian Duncan beat Jake and Karen, or Karen, the veteran, no doubt about that. Time is done, 30-27, 30-27, and 29-28. There was a couple of fights on the card, a catchweight card with Chase Hooper and Mitch Ramirez. It was submission, rear naked chokehold with Chase Hooper winning. And of course, there was one chicks fight on the card, one female fight on the card. Fatima Klein defeated Tabitha Ricci with a unanimous nod across the board, 30-27, 30-27, 30-27. Now, as far as the UFC rankings are concerned, as far as middleweights are concerned, let's talk about that because that was a heavy 185-pound fight last night. According to the UFC rankings, Sean Strickland is the champion. Number one is Kazmat Chimanov. Of course, we've seen him a couple of times. He looks for real. The aforementioned Duplessis, he's number two. And, of course, number three is Nastatin Inanov. Do I know any of these guys? A couple of them I do. Let's move on to the other weight divisions of the UFC. Of course, the light heavyweight division. I've always liked the light heavyweight. 205 pounds. Of course, John Jones, when he was in his prime, no doubt about that, he was a light, untouchable light heavyweight champion. Anyway, current champion, Carlos Olberg. Number one contender, Alex Pereira. Remember Alex used to fight like a middleweight? He weighed 185 pounds, and he would come, talk about a weight bully. He weighed in at 185, and he came into the octagon. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? At 215 pounds. 215 to 280. I kid you, one time it was 218. How can you weigh in at 185 and the next day weigh 218? But Alex Pereira did it. He was a weight bully, no doubt about that. But Alex Pereira now the number one contender at that weight class, 185. Take it back at 205 pounds. Some of the other guys are 205. Paulo Costa, pretty good fighter. Some of these other guys, Khalil Roundtree. I think that Khalil should have retired after that beating he took. Remember, I don't know if anybody knows who Khalil Roundtree was, but he took such a beating a few fights ago that it was the most horrific beating I've ever seen. I mean, it was horrific, and yet they you know, he's back again. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it. I think that was against Hill, but the bottom line is no Pereira. But the bottom line is he. When guys take beatings like this, I don't think they're recoverable. I just don't think so. I mean, people say, "Oh, Pedro, what do you know?" I see these guys, and you don't see a lot of USC Hall of Famers per se. You don't see these guys doing TV or anything like that. The only one you see doing any TV is Daniel Cormier, the former light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. Okay, outside of that, you don't see anybody doing it. I mean, very rarely. Why? Because a lot of them aren't right. I mean, some of the UFC greats just aren't right. This is the way it is. Because when you take a licking like that, you're not like a time-match watch. You can't always come back and keep on ticking. Pound for pound, who is the best women's fighter as far as UFC is concerned? Well, there's three fighters I think that come to mind. Mackenzie Dean, Valentina Shevchenko, and Kayla Harrison. All three of the women can fight, no doubt about it. The women's bantamweight champion is Harrison. Flyweight, 125 pounds, is Valentina Shevchenko. And I think she's won titles at a couple different weights. And, of course, the women's strawweight champion is Mackenzie Dern. No, not bad-looking girls, really not. As far as the top ten is concerned, you've got Chinese girls, and that's sort of good because, you know, we're bringing the Chinese, the Asian element into the world of mixed martial arts because it's big over there. That's where mixed martial arts basically got its start in Asia, right? So the idea was the marketing genius that he is, Dana White, was slick enough to, like, get into the Chinese market. I mean, he was. Having been the first boxing card ever to go to China back in 1993, I was first part of the TV team that went there to China in 1993 for the Brawl at the Wall featuring WBO middleweight champion Leonzo Barber was in the main event. That was it. That was a trip where they gave me this chick. I tell you, I tell you the story, they gave me the chick in China. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's sort of weird because I tell you what, I mean, I went over there as an ex-cop. I'm an ex-cop, right? So I think the Chinese ran everybody before they went over there, and I really think that they thought I was a CIA. And why do I say, or a spy? And why do I say that? Because soon after I got back to the hotel, I run into this chick, blah, blah, blah. She says, "You're Pedro Fernandez." She knows all about me, this and that, and she's finer than you know what. I mean, for a Chinese girl, she's like a 12. Oh, I shouldn't put that. For an Asian girl, she's like a 13. For a 10. I mean, that's how fine she was. She was so fine. I mean, she was really, really, really fine. And she kept telling me, "I'm here to help you, Mr. Pedro. I'm here to help you, Mr. Pedro." Anyway, I ducked her. But I really think that she was part of the mob. I'm part of the mob. Part of the Chinese mob. Come on, man. Why pick me out? Nobody else got their own escort. Nobody else was offered the. Nobody else. And nobody was offered any tourist guides. Like, and this chick wanted to be my tourist guide. So I ducked her a couple times. I couldn't duck her. I took her to the Great Wall with me. I put her on the bus. In other words, we had a bus going to the Great Wall, and I was in limo with the Ali's. I said, "Put her on the bus. Put that skank on the bus." This is the way it is. But China was really, really weird. Of course, UFC breaking into China, making big moves over there. Dana's making big moves all over the world. Of course, I'm not into him having boxing, and I'm trying to look at him as just another promoter, but you know, he's not really just another promoter. I talked about the exploitation before, the fact that the UFC fighters make 10%, 10 to 12% of the revenue. Now, if I'll say it again, if I was a hooker and Bailey was my control guy, okay, he'd put me out on the street and I'd make $100 for shaking somebody's hand, okay? So every time I shook somebody's hand for $100, I'd have to give up, Bailey would have to give back $90 on that $100. Well, Bailey's not going to want to do that. Nobody's going to want to work for 10% of the money. Nobody in the world. But the UFC fighters don't have they have no choice. Where else can they go? I mean, I think that Dana silently bought up Strikeforce. I think the Strikeforce just disappeared. They had some good fighters. All of a sudden, they disappeared. Scott Coker down there in Santa Clara, California, the business genius that I don't think he is, probably was a business genius and worked out a deal with Dana and sold him Strikeforce. I mean, that was, Strikeforce is one that brought us a lot of those MMA stars. Anyway, the world of mixed martial arts is what it is, and Dana White, of course, is he'll control it for a long time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, as long as he's alive, he'll be controlling the world of mixed martial arts. I just don't want him to control the world of boxing, no doubt about that. Now, the next big card is September the 5th, UFC 287, of course. The main event is going to be Michael Page. Michael Page is he's a pretty bad dude. I mean, he does all these nice moves and knock out this and knock out that. He's an 185-pounder. They call him MVP or Venom, no doubt about that. Michael Page is one of those guys you probably want to watch in the UFC. I think he's entertaining. I think he can fight. And guess what? You got to go while you can. When I say go while you can, in other words, some of these guys, the window's not going to be open that long. The window in the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC, the window is open for you as far as your peak and things like that are concerned, considering the toughness and the training and the lickings you take in each fight, even if you win. I think that the window of opportunity, the window to possibly get better or to excel, to peak, is real. It's closing all the time. And you never know how far each guy is going to go. You really don't. In the world of MMA, the beatings that you take, and I keep going back to the beatings because you can't get kicked in the head. You can't get elbowed in the head and like recover in this thing. You just don't. Much like Earl Spence next week with Tim Tszyu. Of course, Earl Spence got thrown out of that car, 115 miles an hour. There's no way he could ever be the same. I mean, come on, man. And guess what? When they weigh in next week, both Earl Spence and Tim Tszyu, both will be fully clad in jogging suits. You got an idea why, Bailey? Bullet holes. They're so shot they got bullet holes in them. Of course, they don't want the public seeing that. They want them to buy this on the Zone pay-per-view. And of course, I recommend the Zone pay-per-view, wink, wink, to everybody. I really do. I mean, you should find a way to watch the Zone pay-per-view. You really should. Whether it means going over to somebody's house, whether it means hanging out with Bailey for a while, I don't know how you're going to do it. But the bottom line is, you need to watch the Zone pay-per-view because these cards coming up, they're putting them on the Zone pay-per-view. But if you want to be a real total sucker, oh, did I really use that word, sucker? If you want to be a total sucker and buy the UFC, I mean the Zone package, like this gold package, right, the Godfather's package, something like that, right? Well, they'll give you all the fights, but it costs you like $100 a month. Like $100 a month. Right? Come on. I don't know. Listen, these cheaper flat firms, these like the Paramount Plus that aired that farce last week with, you know, Conor McGregor, of course, and Max Holloway tried. Can't knock Max Holloway. Of course, Max was in a bad position there. I mean, the guy that came into the ring, came into the octagon hurt. And if you don't think he was hurt, look at that. Look at him before he got into the octagon and walking up the steps there. If he almost staggers, he almost goes off balance standing on one foot, taking off one shoe. So if he couldn't stand on one foot outside the octagon, how the hell can he stand on 2 feet inside the octagon? Tell me that. Straight up, Dana White. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away, no searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
The best fighter of the past 40 years, half 35, say, you know, whatever you want to say, the last era, no doubt about that. Of course, I consider him a far greater than fighter than I do Floyd Mayweather, and I think that he may have had a little help going from 107 to 154 pounds. Of course, talk about Manny Pacquiao. Now, I got some trouble for putting this in print, but I'm going to say it anyway. Bottom line is, yeah, I did say that if McDonald's were a nudist beach, I'd have involuntary blindness. I just would. I mean, the fact that kids are sucking down 32-ounce sodas, Cokes at 10 o'clock in the morning, kids that probably don't need to be drinking soda to begin with, when I look at them, they're not very trim. So bottom line is, yeah, that's a bit of a nightmare. No doubt about that. Now let's talk about heavyweights. Of course, heavyweights, the big fight with Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, of course, that took place back in Joe Frazier. The first fight was on March 8th, 1971. The second was like in 1972. Of course, that was in Madison Square Garden. And of course, the third one was a thrill in Manila back in 1970. But, you know, when they both fought, they were sort of like shot that third time. No doubt about that. You know, that's no doubt about that. And I think that sort of is the same indication, is the same implications I'm trying to bestow upon the fight between Tim Tszyu, the July 27 fight down under between Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence. Of course, July 27 down under on DAZN pay-per-view. Of course, Amazon pay-per-view, excuse me. It isn't DAZN pay-per-view. It's another ripoff. Amazon pay-per-view. Wink, wink, find a way to get around that one. Of course, it's not as this clash of former title holders is going to be boring. Like, I think it'll be curiously interesting for as long as it lasts. No doubt about that. And as I said earlier, some knockouts you never recover from. Talk about getting kicked in the head and being elbowed and this and that. Talk about world of MMA, but sometimes in boxing as well. And when Errol Spence got lit up by Terrence Crawford, it was 36 months ago, July 29th, 2023. Now, he's 28-1, 22 KOs. Now, both Pedro and Common Sense tells you that Spence should have done some sparring, right? But before he comes back after this, you know, this big fight with Tim Tszyu. He hasn't done any sparring. And when have you got better at doing less of something? He hasn't fought in 3 years, and he didn't spar for this fight. It's like, how many days? Like 1,093 days. Of course, he flipped that Ferrari 488 Spire to 150 miles per hour. That was back in 2019. Of course, I told you earlier, I talked about that with Tommy D, that he was fleeing, he was being chased at the same time. I guess fleeing and being chased, that's sort of the same thing. But the bottom line is, he pulled that gun and tried to get bowled with some brothers at one of them nightclubs, and they out-gangsted him, and, you know, they pulled pieces on him, so he got in his car and he started running, and he did 150 miles per hour. That's when he tipped that car over and flipped that car over several times, and he flew out the car, and I guess that's how he lived, because the car was just absolutely destroyed. No doubt about that. But, you know, I've watched the videos of him before and after the wreck, okay? And you can't avoid to realize that he's like probably not firing on all eight cylinders. I mean, he's slow. He's almost, we'll say, cumbersome in speech. I mean, the question I've had since the Spence spill is, will he ever be examined? Has he ever been examined by a neurologist or a brain doctor? And why do I ask that? Because the Dallas Cowboys' Jerry Jones, of course, the guy that owns the Jerry Jones owns the Dallas Cowboys. I think his influence got Texas to license Spence without any real head-to-toe physical and neurological examination. I mean, they never published anything. So here's the results of his MRIs. Like, they never did anything like that. And of course, October 10, 2019, he definitely suffered a brain bleed. In fact, he told you about the booking photo 6 weeks later. I think it was November 22nd, the day that Kennedy got whacked in 1963. But November 22nd, 2019, he took a picture for the Dallas Police Department for driving by under the influence. And you can still see the blood in his left, in his right corner. I mean, all around his pupil, you can still see that blood there. So that is an indication of a brain bleed. Now, Tim Zoo, as I said earlier, he was an unbeaten star that had hobos in his corner. Undefeated, he was a rising star. He could sell tickets down there and still can't sell tickets. But Tim Zoo's cornerman cost him the O when he didn't stop that fight with Sebastian Fedora. I talked about that a little bit earlier. He's fighting a 6'5" guy. He got cut with an elbow, and the cut couldn't be stopped by a cut man. Jacob Stitch Duran, of course, cut man to the stars. He told me that the cut was on a vein, and you couldn't stop the blood. It was going to bleed forever. But the zoo corner and their veterans, I think they were in Jeff Fenwick's corner and his father, Kasha Zoo, as well, but they didn't stop the fight. I mean, why they didn't, I had no idea. They could have stopped this fight after the second round, the third round, or the fourth round, and not ever had to go to any scorecards. After the fifth round, they could have had to go to any scorecards. But after the second round, I mean, after Tim Zoo got cut, he never won another round, never won another minute of a round. And, of course, it was the fight afterwards when he got lit up the White House Christmas tree by Bakram Mirzalev. Of course, we thought he was going to be the real guy at 154, the ex-IBF 154-pound guy from Russia that is living in Oxnard, California. A lot of Russians living down there. I think that's where Oleg Gusev's hanging out. Anyway, and then, of course, Sebastian Fedora stopped him in a rematch. So, I mean, he's been beaten three times now, 27-3, 17 KOs. And because of the record of the other guy, he's only lost one fight. But at 28-1, he should be like 28-1,000 because that getting tossed out of that car, it was the equivalent, I think, of having 1,000 fights as far as the damage is concerned. There's no doubt about it. And neither guy has any confidence going into this fight, but it's going to boil down to intangibles. And let me add this. I mean intangibles. A three-year layoff, no sparring, not even one round in training camp for Tim Zoo. Think about that. I mean, I mentioned a little bit earlier, but how can you get better doing something less? I mean, it's impossible. Yeah, I mean, nobody I know has ever practiced less and done better at something. Can you think of anything? I mean, anything. One thing, nobody. If you can come up with it, text me. But the bottom line is, you can't. Anyway, bottom line is the three-year layoff hasn't sparred in 1,093 days. That's how many days he's been off between fights, okay? He's got a broken boxing soul. I'm talking about Tim Zoo. And, of course, Errol Spence has got the bullet holes in him. So if they weren't names, this wouldn't be much of a fight. Let's put it to you like that. And the psychological crutch I think that Tim Zoo has fighting at home, I think that's going to be enough to end the career and the life, as far as boxing life is concerned, of Errol Spence. I don't think Errol Spence is ever going to fight after next week. I really don't. And in closing, I wouldn't bet on either of these guys, not even with your money. I just couldn't do it. I mean, there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there. Now, I want to mention this before I go. The fact that Larry Merchant didn't make some time for us today. Of course, he was not taking the phone call from me. I think I might have offended him with something I said yesterday regarding a former producer at HBO. But the bottom line is, I tell it like, I got to be honest. I mean, he hasn't been with HBO in 15 years, right? I mean, but I slammed somebody at HBO, and I think Larry Merchant got a little pushed out of shape about it. But, you know, what does he think about you? I don't care what that person thinks about me. I was talking about him. And all I was talking about was that Ross Greenberg was a former HBO. He was the former producer at HBO when Seth Abraham, Uncle Seth, was running the show at HBO. He was the president of HBO Sports, HBO CEO Sports, call him what you want. Anyway, I said something in my column afterwards that when Ross took over, Ross Greenberg took over Seth Abraham, went to Madison Square Garden, of course, started his own advertising business now in New York City, a big firm. But anyway, I said, Would Seth Abraham have done that? Next week, my HBO contract was canceled. Just like that. I mean, I kid you not. I had like a 12-year independent contract, subcontractor with those people. Had a good run with them, this and that. And, of course, Ross, they tried to say it was budget. But it was the same, like a week and a half after I said this about Ross. Coincidence? No way, no how. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And am I getting myself in trouble? That's what I sort of do. I mean, I've been always pushing the limit, and you got to push the limit, because if you don't push the limit, push your car to the limit, I don't think you can be your real guy. There's no doubt about that. Now, somebody asked me the other day, what was it like watching Mike Tyson fight? Depends on which Mike Tyson fight. I saw a lot of Tyson fights, but the first one, I thought when Mike Tyson was at his best was when he fought Michael Spinks. Of course, it was a year later, he knocked out Carl the Truth Williams. That was his last big win. That was in September, I believe, of 1990, August of 1990. It was August? Yeah, August 1989, when he beat Carl the Truth Williams, knocked him out in one round. Of course, it took him like 2 seconds longer to make a liar out of Carl the Truth Williams than it did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. Talk about the peak of Mike Tyson at that point in time. But from that point forward, Mike Tyson sort of like, I don't want to say he declined. Well, he lost to Buster Douglas. I mean, Buster was a 40-1 underdog. And, of course, he knocked Buster down, that kind of good stuff. But Buster is determined in that fight. Of course, he lost his mother about a month and a half before, and he had two different training camps. That's what people don't realize. How was Buster Douglas, the perennial slob that he is, I mean, as far as never getting trained for fights, how was he in such great shape from Mike Tyson? Well, first of all, he was scared to death of Mike Tyson. And I mean scared to death, I mean to death. And well, as you should be. Mike Tyson is prime. I don't know if I told you or not, but I think it was Alex Stewart. Was it Alex Stewart that spit on himself, spit with an H in the middle of the ring there in Atlantic City? We're in Atlantic City. I think Mike Tyson knocked him out in the first round. But we were smelling something a little foul and during the ring introductions, and it was, you know, sort of like everybody was thinking, Alex Stewart lost his bowels there, sort of like a wet fart or something like that. You know, I mean, you're fighting Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson knocks you out one round. But after that point in time, Mike sort of went downhill. And, of course, the last couple of fights Mike had, the fact that he lost to Jake Paul, I mean, and that was sort of like a real fight when he couldn't move around, he couldn't punch, he couldn't do anything, of course. But I think he took a dive there. I think he didn't try very hard. I don't think that he tried as much as he could have, even if he was limited and 90 years old and had bad legs and bad arms. And I mean, he didn't try. He just didn't try. So it made me, you know, and then he got $20 million afterwards, which he paid off a couple of pieces of property. I think one was in Florida. He paid off an $8 million house in Florida, another $12 million house, I believe, in California. So the bottom line is he put the money to good use, but he sold his soul. And Mike Tyson, the Mike Tyson that I knew growing up, and, you know, we were in the Olympic training camp together, of course, and this was a guy that knew boxing history like nobody else. I mean, he was a historian of historians. He knew everything. He knew things about Jack Johnson, about Joe, he goes all the way back to I couldn't believe it. And then he disrespected the game, of course, losing to Jake Paul, doing the dive and this and that. I don't get it. Now he wants to do an exhibition with Mike, with Floyd Mayweather, but he hurt his leg or something like that, and he can't do it for an extended period of time. They got to delay it or something like that, of course. And Floyd Mayweather does have the contract to do an exhibition with Mike Tyson. Who really wants to see that? I mean, a 130-pound fighter versus the former world heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, what intrigue would be there? Why? There is no intrigue. There is no intrigue. But somewhere, some fool is going to come up with the idea where he can sell that somewhere. Either that or somebody's already bought it. The rumor I heard was something like Netflix or Paramount or something like that had already bought the exhibition with Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. And after that, in the Spear, it was supposed to happen in the Spear, probably Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao would have a better chance against Mike Tyson than Floyd Mayweather, because Manny would try. But anyway, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are supposed to hook it up the second time, late September. It was first the 19th, then it was moved up, I think, to the 25th or something like that, and now it's been canceled. So it's not going to happen. It's supposed to happen at the Spear, that new arena they got in Las Vegas. It's not going to happen. And, you know, at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather is what he is. I mean, he's always been the guy that's been, I mean, when he fought Oscar De La Hoya, he might have lost that fight to Oscar De La Hoya. It was real close. I mean, could have went either way after 12 rounds, right? So he retired after the fight because there was a rematch clause involved. What did the rematch clause say? The rematch clause said he had to fight Oscar De La Hoya within a year. So what happened was he retired for a year and a day. That's your guy. That's your guy. So when you guys tell me Floyd this and Floyd that, young black kids especially seem to be so enamored with this guy, and I don't get it. I mean, what has he done? He's not that exciting. He's really not. In fact, you know, I've known a lot of crackheads in my time and tweakers and that kind of good stuff. You want to put somebody to sleep? Let him watch a Floyd Mayweather fight. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Floyd Mayweather, he's running the whole 12 rounds and he won the fight. Right?
Who are the top five fighters you ever fought?
Pereira, Morales, Marquez, De La Hoya, Cotto, Margarito.
Why no Floyd Mayweather? Why not Floyd Mayweather? Why isn't he in the top five?
I feel sorry to the fans because the fight is boring. That's not the fans are expecting to us. I mean, as a fighter, if I'm a fan, of course I want to see a good fight, like a singing fight, not a fashion show.
The great Manny Pacquiao. Of course, I thought he took some Flintstone vitamins on the way from 107 to so he turned pro at 107 pounds. Of course, he peaked out at 154 pounds, now fight at 147 or somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, peanut head's back. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano. She just won't give up. Considered the best women's fighter as far as America's concerned. Of course, pound for pound, 48-4. I'm really a Puerto Rican, 32 KOs, 49-4. 32 KOs. But she's going to fight a girl again, and I call her Peanut Head because it's time to give it up. She's a small little girl. She's been taking poundings for a long time. She's 37 years old. When is enough is enough? She's made enough money. There's no doubt about it. She has enough money to retire, and yet she continues to box. Bottom line is she's going to do her thing August 21st. It'll be on TikTok Live. That's right. The first card ever going to be on TikTok Live. I want to mention that. Jake Paul is promoting this. It'll be TikTok Live on the 21st of August, 2026. The first card ever. All these different platforms are getting boxing and MMA and, you know, I mean, it's getting spread around. So the bottom line is, you know, I guess it ain't going to be pay-per-view in the future. I think that Dana White and those guys have realized that's why they signed that big deal with Paramount is that pay-per-view. They're losing money on it. They knew they were losing money on it, so they'd rather do the thing with the exclusive deal with Paramount, and Paramount's going to make some money on that. Anyway, looks like the 21st of August is going to take place in Pechanga, of course, the Southern California resort down there outside of San Diego near Mexicali, Mexico. Anyway, Lucina Munzu is going to be the opponent. I just wish it Amanda Serrano will go away so she can do her color commentary and that kind of stuff in 10 or 15 years now and look back as one of the great Puerto Rican fighters, one of the great American fighters of women of the women's division. No doubt about that. Speaking of division, it's time to wrap things up here. I want to thank the best pound for pound producer in the other room. Talk about the division king himself, Mr. Bailey Peck. I want to thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. The Sunday edition will be back next Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, YouTube, and Twitch.tv. In fact, you can watch me live or delayed on YouTube. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood.